Joy Tactics.
Oh yeah. Oh, it sounded
amazing.
How good
does it feel already?
Put it back on. Get it close to the mic.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Spit me back out and put me in a cup. Make me. I didn't expect that to rhyme.
Spit me back out and put me in a cup. Mmm.
And let me have a sip.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe it's already just about Christmas time, man. We know Halloween is tomorrow, but while all the other podcasts are dealing with Halloween, we've already dealt with Halloween for about 9 episodes. All right? And coming around the corner, because y'all know we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, the colonialist turkey celebration. We look right ahead to Christmas.
And by the way, I have a lot to say on Thanksgiving, but
I do love it.
They tricked me into liking it through
for delicious food
trickery, but I definitely
foods. Cranberry sauce,
meat stick, turkey leg,
stuffing,
mac and cheese to me,
bread.
Mm-hmm. You're very good at this. I guess the last one was bread. I don't know if that counts.
I am petering out. Green bean, casserole.
Turkey. Yeah, turkey stuffing, bread, sourdough bread, cranberry sauce, chestnuts.
And the chestnuts as well.
Chestnuts
roasting.
Nuts eating.
On an open-ass fire. Jack Frost sucking on that.
Talking about the politics behind it.
Yeah. Well, and Julio, we don't want to tempt you with these foods. I know you probably never heard of any of them because they don't have it going like that down south.
They don't have turkeys yet.
You guys have your own thing. I'll put it that way. You guys have your own stuff going on. That's good as well.
I feel a response coming in.
I'm seeing typing happening.
Nope, we're good.
No. All right.
Well, what I just learned yesterday from a Canadian, I don't want to out them as Canadian, but I know somebody who's Canadian. And they said, don't you want to Google who started celebrating Thanksgiving first? USA or Canada?
Yeah. Wow.
Canada was 40 or 50 years earlier to celebrate Thanksgiving. So what the hell, man?
Sheesh.
We adapted a Canadian holiday.
Canada's doing it right, by the way. The Blue Jays are fucking crushing the World Series.
Did they win last night?
Yeah, they did, by the way.
Oh,
yeah, they did.
Oh, my God. What do you think the after party was like?
Oh, my God. The Toronto Blue Jays after party in Los Angeles.
Free.
I assume someone had the good... when I'm breathing, I'm making a whistling noise.
I kind of heard that. No.
I'm all
man.
Good, man. Don't worry about me, man. Guys,
let's get you
please,
a ventilator for the whip.
Please get me a ventilator, and please, whatever you do, don't worry about me. There's a lot of other things to worry about. Don't worry about me. I've got it. I've got good health insurance. I'm going to get through this.
There's no reason to worry. You are sniffing. Is that because of your allergies or you're sick again?
It's about 2 years of allergies here.
Jeez Louise.
2 whole years of allergies.
Jeez Louise. Do you know about Jeez Louise, Eric?
Who is that?
That's Nate.
Is that right? Nate's gamer tag?
When you were one of the 2 episodes a while back that you missed, we made an album front to back.
Oh, right.
And Nate had a really good tagline. But that was back when he would do the podcast with us.
Yep.
Good
God. I'm having to sadly hold it down when one of you guys decides to prioritize things other than this podcast. It's just me holding it down.
I don't know that. I just, well,
How many vitamins?
I think I just brought up a time that you weren't there.
Right, but that was a long time ago, man. That's before. That's the before times.
No, you were holding it down even though you weren't there. Mm-hmm. In a way, I feel like you were holding it down just by giving us notes and stuff on the fly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Julio calling so I can hear what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
So, wow. I just can't believe. Literally, I'm in Los Angeles, man, and I'll put it this way. I've been seeing new advertisements come on the TV, and then a lot of them are Christmas-based. And a lot of them take place in a snowy environment, and it's making me have serious cold FOMO. You see what I'm saying?
I was thinking last night.
Get me some snow, man. I mean,
this could enter the fucking category of things that could have said to give me joy.
Yes, yes.
Which is getting warm.
Wow, that is so interesting that we feel differently because I'm in a hot lot. Literally, it was 94 degrees yesterday.
But that's horrible.
Here, and I wanted to, I don't know.
But I'm saying I like the cold because I enjoy warming up. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right. Oh, so you want like a sauna out in the snow?
Or just a little furnace. You know, like the heaters at school? Put your hand over the heater.
Don't touch it, though.
Well?
Get your hand closed, but don't touch.
I put my hand on the stove. Metaphor.
To see, but here's what I don't understand about that. Like, I put my hand on the stove to see if I still bleed. What kind of stove heat is making you bleed?
I think you just got your new stand-up bit, Eric.
Kanye, let me talk to you, man. Kanye. Let me please discuss something with you. Does heat make you? I mean, heat probably can make you bleed if it burns you deep enough and cracks your skin down to the bone.
I don't know. I actually have a question. I guess if heat, because it blisters you. Remember when Steve-O lit himself on fire with jet fuel?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Why would he have done that?
Dude, can I say Bam is, are you so proud of Bam?
I'm so proud of Bam. I really am. I'm happy. Too, man. I'm inspired. And I'm frankly a little bit fucking pissed off at the Jackass guys.
Same, bro.
For abandoning him in a time of need.
Yep.
To work with fucking the cruel devils, whoever produced the bigwigs behind that Jackass 4.
Mm-hmm.
What did Bam call it? No ass. What did he call it? Oh, he called it was something horrible. He called it like Jack Fuck Ford. It's like we gotta work on his roasting skills. We need to take
well, his synapses are still kind of rebuilding, I think. You know what I'm saying? So for him to come up with Jack Fuck deep in that crisis with a bunch of 99 banana shots Jack still Flop. In his bloodstream. Yeah, yeah.
Jack Flop 4 or something like that.
And who'd they get instead? Poopsies? Poopies?
Poopies, yeah, who it kind of seemed like he was.
I don't want to roast Poopies.
I don't want to go into it. I don't want to do, put Poopies these people fault. On blast. No, of course not. No, I feel like a lot of the clips of him, it's like sad.
He's like, yeah, it's not as much money in this as
not as much money as I needed. I got like really fucked up. But
you know who's eating pretty though? Jonathan Knoxville, man.
Hey, Mr. Knoxville, I noticed you're about to host Fear Factor, man.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And actually, it looks a little exciting to me, but
yeah,
I'll boycott on principle.
Me too. And yeah, maybe texted some coworkers that I wanted to do a watch party, but guess what? That was so that I could live tweet criticisms and slander at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not because it would make me happy in a way that is few and far between these days.
I want to take sweaters away from his stylist. No more sweaters for Knoxville.
He's dressing like Fall Out Boy road manager a little bit.
He's looking like my aunt.
Mm.
He's a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah,
I never
is.
Got to ask my aunt if she was a lesbian before she passed.
She was, man. Sylvia Brownstone.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.